Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But hold on, today we're spicing things up with a dash of AI. We're diving deep into the world of large language models, specifically how to run them smoothly, even if they're as big as a Thanksgiving turkey.
Ooh, large language models. Sounds complex, but I'm intrigued. What's the secret ingredient here? Some sort of magical oven.
Think of it as a super-powered oven, actually. It's called VLM. A tool that lets you run massive models on multiple GPUs, like splitting a giant cake recipe among several bakers so it bakes faster and more evenly. This tutorial focuses on running the gigantic DPR-1 model, which, let me tell you, is a feast for the processors.
DPR-1, huh? That sounds like a robot chef's name. So this VLM thing distributes the workload, preventing our GPUs from choking, right?
Exactly. It's like having a team of sous chefs prepping different parts of the meal. This tutorial uses Kaggle with free GPUs as the kitchen. They show you how to set up your environment, checking versions like you'd check the oven temperature.
I see. Interesting. Checking versions is crucial, like making sure your yeast isn't expired before baking bread. So walk me through this setup. What are the essential steps?
Well, first, you install VLM and a few other key ingredients from Hugging Face, like transformers and diffusers accelerate. Then you grab the right PyTorch, Torch Vision, and Torch Audio versions, like picking the freshest spices for your dish. Don't forget those environment variables. They're like the secret recipe instructions you keep tucked away.
Got it. Environment variables, the secret sauce. And then comes the ngrok part. I've heard whispers about this magical tunnel.
Ngrok is your portal to share your AI feast with the world. It creates a public URL that points to your local VLM service, making it accessible from anywhere. Think of it as your online catering service. It's like, why eat alone when you can share the deliciousness?
Ah, so Ngrok is the delivery service for our AI masterpiece. But isn't it dangerous to open up our local servers to the public? What about security?
That's a good point. You are absolutely right to be concerned about security, and that's a topic we have to discuss more. But for this specific case, the tutorial also talks about specifying an API key. It's an extra layer of security, like a lock on your delivery bag. Not foolproof, but adds an additional layer. In future podcasts, we can talk about security in depth.
Okay, that makes sense. Back to the recipe. After setting up Ngrok, how do we actually fire up the VLM service? Do we need a special incantation?
Not quite an incantation, but you need the right command. The tutorial uses VLM serve to spin up an API, which acts as the waiter taking orders. You'll need to configure it with the model name, data type, those API keys we talked about, and some other parameters to optimize performance, like adjusting the oven temperature and baking time.
Optimizing performance, that's music to my ears. Nobody wants a slow-baked AI. Now let's assume the model is running. How do we taste the final product?
For tasting, we'll use a client like Client. It connects to our VLM service and lets us send requests, like ordering specific dishes from the menu. The tutorial even shows you how to connect it to your freshly baked VLM service and test it out with a prompt. It's like sending a test order to the kitchen to make sure everything's running smoothly.
And then, if everything works out, we feast on the generated text, right? This sounds amazing. VLM is like a master chef orchestrating a complex dish across multiple stations. Any final tips for aspiring AI chefs out there?
Experiment. Don't be afraid to tweak the parameters and try different models. The tutorial even mentions quantization for optimizing performance further. That's like finding the perfect balance of flavors. And always check your GPU usage, like monitoring the oven to avoid burning your masterpiece.
This has been a truly enlightening AI journey. Thanks for sharing your expertise, Chef, Nutty.
And thank you for joining us in Nutty's Show. Until next time, happy cooking, happy coding, and happy AI-ing. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.